Atlanta heads up? Give Atlanta heads up. Can't see it without my glasses on.
Make it bigger.
I just took the Liberty County School Board regular meeting, Tuesday, January 11th, 2022, come to order. We're gonna open with a prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to come out tonight, take care of the business and the affairs of the school district. Father, we thank you for the opportunity for leadership. Thank you, God, for all of our leaders here. And Father, we pray for all of our staff and our students and our parents, Father, and as we have this uptick in COVID, we pray, God, for your hand of protection upon them. I pray for those that are sick with it right now that it would be very shortened and would be okay. So, God, we just ask you to be with us. We need your help. Lord, we pray that you would help us, Lord, to conduct ourselves in a way that is pleasing to you and to each other. And, Father, that we would work together in everything that we've got tonight. Lord, we thank you, God, for all these teachers and staff members tonight here that we honor and recognize. Father, we thank you for them and thank you for their commitment, Lord, to be in the education field and everything that goes with that. Lord, we are grateful for that. So, Lord, we just thank you for all your blessings, and we pray, God, that you continue to meet our needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next is our item two, recognition presentation. Mr. Petty.
All right. So it's an honor to have y'all here tonight. I know most of y'all are here to be recognized. I know there's another thing to have to do on a weeknight, but thank you for coming. It's very important to us that we recognize leaders amongst us. And here's the wonderful thing about those awards that you received a few weeks ago. You voted on by your peers, and I think that speaks a lot for who you are, what you do in the school. So we want to recognize our individual schools, Teacher of the Year, Employee of the Year, and then also our district-wide Employee of the Year and Teacher of the Year. We're excited about that, and they get to keep going on, and I think I got to get write letters for y'all, and y'all keep going on there. There's some money. Y'all got some money, but there's even more money. Anything you can do to further an opportunity to be recognized, we want to push you as far as you can go. But I just maintain we got the best staff in Liberty County. We're a big family here, and best kids, best staff, best parents. So I love living here. So I'm going to start with pre-K. Ms. Chesney, would you like to come up? Talk about Miss Whitney a little bit. Now they've already seen their rewards in cash. I don't know if y'all spent all your cash yet. I'm not sure. Don't answer that question. Yes, it was for Christmas, but I'm gonna turn it over to Miss Chesney.
Okay. Well, our Teacher of the Year was Miss Whitney Holcomb. Do you want her to come in?
She don't have to.
Okay.
Let's clap for her. We'll clap for her.
W.R. Toler with our four-year-olds, BPK. And, you know, the past couple of years have been very challenging within sales, just with COVID and all that's going on. But, you know, Miss Whitney does a great job of taking care of those babies when they are here. She, you know, takes care of their well-being, their safety, and they're in good hands in her classroom. And so I'm very proud of her. Not everybody wants to be with a bunch of 3 and 4 year olds each day. but she does her job very well, and I appreciate her and her efforts. So. And then Miss Alma Rodriguez, she's not here tonight, but she also works with 4 year olds, one of our BPK classrooms at Hosford. And so she is actually a paraprofessional, but she does the exact same job description as Whitney does as a certified teacher. So, you know, I put her right up there with Whitney. She does a great job, and she takes care of the babies over there at hospital. So I am very appreciative of them both.
All right. All right, so we're going to go across the way for Toller School. Miss Jessie's going to come talk about her folks down at Toller.
Our teacher of the year was Miss A.Z. Russell, and she was also the district teacher of the year, so we were very proud of that. And as I was trying to think of things about A.Z., this word fiercely came to mind, and it's whatever she does it fiercely. She loves fiercely. She cares fiercely. She is just very, very fiercely passionate about her students. And I just love that. Her students love her. She that's the word that came to mind, was fiercely. And I can tell you that I'll say, hey, AZ, did you? Yeah, I already did that. Don't worry about that. Got that handled. Don't worry about that. That's what we hear all the time from Miss AZ. So I'm very honored and proud that you are our district and teacher of the year. Our employee of the year was Miss Claudia Black. Now listen, she keeps us all together. I mean, if we didn't have Miss Claudia, probably lots of things would fall apart. Probably we would all fall apart. But she keeps it together. She puts people where they need to be at. She jumps in when she needs to take care of the front. And we love Miss Claudia. And I really don't know what we would do without you. So congratulations to you both, and I love you both.
All right. All right. Up the road, Liberty County High School, Mr. Willis.
Can I make mine come up?
You press me. You do whatever you want to.
Sure, yeah. Go ahead. Let's make him make a wall.
So we have two phenomenal employee and teachers here. So I'll start with Ms. Shelley. So Michelle and I go way back. Mr. Kyle's always said, you know, we all have those teachers that you can remember, right? So I remember Michelle, all that she's done for me in the course of my life, even as a fourth, fifth grader in middle school kids. So she is one that you've spoken about, Mr. Kyle, that you'll never forget. And all these years, I've never forgotten. She is one that does a lot at the high school. Sometimes you have teachers that don't want to go the extra mile or extracurricular activities, but she does all those. And students absolutely adore it. Sometimes I have to kind of get kids out of there, right? But they love her, and that's what we teach for, is these students, and to inspire them. And I know Michelle does that. I am extremely grateful to have her at the high school. She helps with our certification. And ever since I've been there, has really high numbers in certification. And when you get high certifications, it makes the school look better. You can help me keep a job, so I'm very thankful for that. But I do thank you, Michelle, not only for what you do at Liberty County High School, but what you've always done for me. There was a video I had mentioned at the luncheon that day that I showed our staff at the beginning of the year, and I encourage you to watch this if you have not. Her name is Rita Pearson, and it's called Every Kid Needs a Champion. And then I showed it to the staff at the beginning of the year. Kids all come from different walks of life, and they have different struggles just like we do. And Michelle was a champion for me many years ago, and still is for a lot of kids. So thank you, and I love you dearly, and honor you for the high school. So thank you, Michelle. So, in employee of the year for not only Liberty County High School, but the district, is Miss Amy. I am very grateful to work with Mr. Kennedy. I am, but stays in the room. Miss Amy is my right-hand person. She helps me not only be a better leader, but a better individual, a better person. And I sometimes will get in my own little lane and be doing my own little things and forget about people and their needs. And she is always reminding me, don't forget about these. Don't forget to say this or don't forget to do that. So, Amy, you make me be a better example. And I am eternally grateful for that, okay? Well deserved, okay? I know Ms. Black, you told her together, but Ms. Amy has brought us together as a staff at the high school for making sure we have birthday parties for our staff, to doing SRO Day and all these different things for our staff. It takes every single person at a school, at a district, to make somebody successful. And from custodians to lunchroom, and Ms. Amy helps me recognize the people we have there. And thank you, because I am privileged to have her next door to me. Tim's on the other side, and that's okay too, but she is next door to me. And as I said at the breakfast, when she's not there, my day does not run as smoothly. So I don't like it when she's not there. So, but I am proud of you, proud of both of you. And thank you for all that you do for Liberty County High School and the students.
I'm just wondering if Kevin's going to ask you afterwards about money. All right, Hosford School, Miss Stephanie. Y'all welcome Miss Stephanie.
My staff that have been recognized as Employee of the Year and Teacher of the Year both work in 21st Century at Hosford, so they're trying to keep that together, so please excuse them. But our Employee of the Year was Ms. Karen Dudley, and she's a parapro at Hosford and has been for about 7 or 8 years now. And a couple years ago, we brought her to the front, and so now she works part of the day as a receptionist and keeps us all straight up there and makes sure the kids get to where they need to be every day. And then she also works part of the day as a parent PE, and so we're grateful for her and all that she does. Miss Alice is our Teacher of the Year. And she is amazing. She was actually there. I started at Hosford 21 years ago, and she was there when I was there as a para. And she left a couple of years and came back to us, and she continued to work as a para. And I know Miss Jill always encouraged her and saw something in her that she needed to be a teacher. And finally, with lots of encouragement and support and help, she got herself through school all on her own time, because she wasn't able to go full time, and she became a teacher 3 or 4 years ago, and she has done a phenomenal job, and we are so blessed to have her and her sweet spirit and her love for education. She's one too that she'll do whatever you need her to do without fail, and she's always on. It's amazing. One day we had a leadership reading team come in, and I texted her. I'm like, I know this is last minute, but do you mind if we come and observe? And she's like, sure, come on in right now. And you would have thought she had it all organized and ready for an informal or formal evaluation or observation. It was just spot on, exactly, you know, wonderful and ready to go. So I'm very proud of both of them and appreciate them. So even though they're not here, we can give them a little round of applause.
And last, but surely not least, is our transportation department. Now, many of our kids, the first person they see is who? Bus driver. And that's very important. That's the first person they see, maybe when they start school and towards the end of their career, if they ride the bus, if they haven't started driving yet. But that's a very important job here in the school district. Sometimes it's a thankless job, but it is a real job to keep buses running, to keep drivers. I think we had 3 out with COVID today, so it's kind of all hands on deck. You got CDL, and we need you to drive today. I think Mr. Eric's been driving some, Jeff's been driving some, Kevin drives a lot. We have our Transportation Employee of the Year is Mr. Trey McDowell, and I know he's not here tonight, but Kevin, would you come up and say a few things? He's our chief mechanic there in the bus barn.
Need more than that.
Et cetera.
Yes, Trey is our number one mechanic. He's been there for years. He's real quiet, don't say a lot, but he, every time I call him or somebody needs something done, he'll get to it. And like I say, I texted him last night late. He had to drive a bus this morning. I've been driving a bus for 2 days. Mr. Willis and Mr. Sewell, Mr. Davis. So I encourage anybody to get their CDLs. We need some drivers. So we have a couple more go out with COVID, we're going to be in trouble. But Trey does a phenomenal job and you know, takes care of everything. And like I say, we can give him a round of applause. Yeah.
All right, I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I'm looking around. I think we got everybody. All right. Well, let's give all of our winners. I'm sorry.
Missed the district.
Missed the district. Sorry. All right. So our district winner up here at the county office. I don't see her. Okay. So we have a teacher. Believe it or not, we do have a program up here. We do teach kids. A lot of people ask, why do we still have the school zone thing out there? And it's because we have students up here. We have an adult ed program in the old science lab, and then we have Liberty Learning Center, LLC, and our district winner, teacher of the year, is Miss Marion Prochet. Miss Marion's been teaching about, I want to say, 35-ish years. I know she's a few years older than me, but she's been teaching a long time and does a wonderful job with those kids. It takes somebody who is very disciplined and she is the perfect person for that, to keep those kids on task. And so we appreciate Miss Marion, and I'm sorry for leaving her. I was looking for her and I couldn't see her. But Miss Marion Prochet is our district teacher of the year, and we want to give her a round of applause. Did that get everybody? Ransom. But she's not here. Okay. I'm looking. I was thinking, well, I think everybody's been. Okay, so Ransom Taylor is our district employee of the year. She works. Why don't you come up here and say something about her real quick, Miss Sheila? Y'all work hand in hand each day. We love Ransom.
Yes, I'm sorry. Ransom's not here tonight. She had other obligations. But she is a valuable employee. She works in payroll, and she handles the middle of the month payroll. And so she's very valuable. But she's always willing to pick up additional job duties, anything I ever ask from her. And I believe that every employee can reach out to Ransom and get any assistance that they need on a timely manner. But I appreciate Ransom very much. She's always around and able to help us. But she's been with the district since 98. And so I have not been with her for very long. I started in 2013. But she came over shortly after that into finance, and she's done a fabulous job. So thank you very much.
Give Ransom. Stacy, keep me straight. We got everybody now? Okay. All right. We appreciate y'all coming tonight. God bless you. We appreciate you. And just want you to know how much y'all mean to us. And I know this was something else to have to do on a week now. Thank y'all for coming. Yeah. Let's give them a hand. Y'all really, would all the winners go ahead and get a picture with the board, please? Please, please, please.
Hey,
Miss Claudia,
you have Yeah.
If y'all get in front of us and we'll stand behind y'all, is that the way we're doing?
You going to stand on the table?
I'm good. I stand right here between them. I'm good.
Like
they told me I need to stand on the table.
Should we be in the center? Let's be in the center.
Probably better in front of
the flag. Yeah. Wendy, don't stand up here in front of me because I live between here.
Stand here, baby. How you doing?
Y'all better get her a high chair.
We could put you out there with me and
the. I'll drop her out. One, two,
thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Job, guys.
Great
thank
job.
Y'all.
Appreciate
y'all. All right, we're going to take about a 2 to 3 minute recess. If you need to leave, that's fine. But if you'd like to stay, that's fine.
Okay.
What was it, backseat or something.
Yeah.
Always.
We can hear you snoring.
I didn't make a sound.
Oh, okay. He didn't make a sound, boo.
Oh, yes.
Everybody. I believe we can rewind the video and hear you. Sound like you flushed the toilet a couple times.
You flushed the toilet?
Now, we get started back. We on item number 3, public comment, and we do have one tonight. Mr. Tommy Jr. Duggar.
I'd like to talk to y'all about the condition of the football, the baseball field, softball field, WR Toler. They are horrendous. The outfield grass, the centipede, that hasn't been fertilized and taken care of in years. It's spotty. It's ground so hard the grass won't grow. There's holes underneath the fences that have come loose, that haven't been repaired in years, for the balls to get past the backstop and out the side gates. I went out there Sunday after they already had tried to halfway fix it and plowed the whole field up and got the grass out of it, got it halfway decent to have to play on, but all those fields need more dirt. Every field in Liberty County but Toler has irrigation in the outfields. Hosford has irrigation on their softball and baseball field, the high school girls, the high school boys, but Toler doesn't. That school's been there a long time. Something should have been done before today about it. Even if nothing else, we could go out there and, you know, do something to the outfield to get the grass quality better. The centipede's not the type of grass that should have been out there to start with. You know, it's so rough that kids take ground balls right now. I was talking to Keith about it. The kids are scared to even get in front of the balls because the outfield's so bad. It takes terrible hops, and they've done had a couple just about get hit in the face already from the back from the balls, even not even hitting them hard. I mean, just something needs to be looked at. If you walk out there and take a look at it, you'll see the quality of that field versus the quality of the rest of our complexes. If we're going to continue to play ball out there for all the kids in the future, something needs to be done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it needs to be addressed. If we can spend $250,000 fixing the field house, we can spend a few thousand dollars getting the irrigation system and some sod to fix these fields that our future kids are going to play on from here on out. I mean, if we're going to do it, let's take a look at it and see if we can make this a better place for people to come in. Because people don't want to come in. They go out there and look. They laugh at it. They're not laughing at me or you. They're laughing at Liberty County, at the facility that they're having to play on. That's what they're. Then they go back and tell everybody. That's our reputation that we got to look at. You know, we got some of the best high school facilities. I mean, if we're going to continue to play there, because we're the only schools in the district that play on a middle school field. Everybody else plays on the high school field, which is really great shape everywhere else we go. You know, Hosford and Toler's on the middle school fields that are played on. You go to Franklin or Calhoun County, you play on the high school field. You know, Steve, you play on the high school field. So it's a lot better shape. That's just something I wanted to bring y'all's attention that need to be looked at.
Thank you, Tommy.
Moving along to item 4, superintendent report, Mr. Petty.
All right, I'll try to make this quick. Went to Tallahassee today for the opening day of legislative session. An incredible, inspiring speech by Governor DeSantis. I've provided you a copy of that. I don't know if any of y'all watched that, but this is a transcript of that. Probably one of the biggest takeaways from that was that the revenues from the state are for December was $500 million for this past December, $500 million more than estimated. So what that does is they're starting to put some money in the savings account at the tune of about $15 billion right now. So they're looking at, you know, you got some wiggle room now. Love him, like him, hate him, and not to be political here, but I appreciate him allowing our state to remain open. And I think we're seeing a direct result of that, being able to keep schools open, keep businesses open, and that's a real blessing to us as a school district and throughout Florida, because now we've got some money, and y'all know how heavily dependent we're on state dollars. That's a real need, and so we need the state to be well funded. We did do two, as y'all well know, two budget requests. And so now, as of Friday afternoon, we have bills. I sent y'all an email yesterday. We have House Bill 9367, which was for the new school bus at $123,000. And then HB 9369 is the bill for the new digital communication system at Hosford and Toler. And so together, cumulative, that's about 92,000. That's a little more for the, I think, the taller one. What I want to start doing, starting tomorrow, they start committee meetings. They've already had a few, but we've got those bills. The real problem is if you don't have a bill by now, it's hard to get in there. We got in there. Been talking with Patrick Bell a lot. He's really working on our behalf. As far as the county, I'll go and talk about the county. They got four big ones in there, one being the jail complex, courthouse renovation, Stiffnogie. So if there's ever a year to ask for some stuff, this is the year. But we were recognized by legislative staff for not over asking. You know, sometimes if we don't work in concert with the county, you know, they really need a new jail complex, you know, so we could have asked for the world and neither one of us get anything. So the legislature was good with us last year for $150,000. We're asking for, you know, a couple hundred thousand this year. And Patrick seems very optimistic that we'll get funded for both of those, especially because they couldn't turn the bills. They're also tracking in the Senate with Senator Alden. They do tracking numbers rather than bills. New market tax credit update. Waiting agreements, written agreements with our CDEs. Should have them soon, waiting any day now. We should still close right on schedule in February. I had a question from Ms. Jody about the softball field restrooms. Last year we had those porta potties, for lack of a better term, portable restrooms out there, and then we had the ones constructed. So those are currently not ADA compliant. If y'all remember, we left a handicap porta potty out there. We don't want to use them this year, and obviously there's a monthly charge on that. So talked with Kevin. We've talked with Sam Bass at Liberty County High School. The new construction class is going to tackle this project. So what Kevin and Tyler and Droma do is give them the measurements. This will be a project for them, kind of one of their first little biggie projects. They'll probably construct everything in shop and then take it, transport it out there for construction. So kind of tickled about that, start seeing that construction class start helping us with construction projects. It helps our own maintenance staff with some, you know, things like that, things they can do and get credit for it. No school next week, next Monday, January 17th, in observation of Martin Luther King Day. And I know you've noticed this, I don't mean to be redundant, but I've reinstituted our Friday COVID updates. We're being affected. So we've got a lot of staff that are affected. I think I mentioned a while ago we had three school bus drivers, Kevin, I think, today. So I want to make sure parents are informed of where we're at. I took some calls over the weekend, just kind of asking, you know, where are we at. It's always better to give them information where they know rather than have to ask for it. So we want to play offense on that. So I've started that back this past Friday. I'll continue to do that on Parent Square. And on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page as well. Number six, one of the agenda items is for me to go to a training. This is a FADS Superintendent's Chief Executive Officer Leadership Development, which is February, and that kind of tells you what that program does. Most all of you new superintendents go to that if they have time, and I want to make time. That's a professional development opportunity for me. And I would love the opportunity to be able to go down to South Florida for a couple days. It's just 1 week, a few days of training, and then you have a project that you work on, and that kind of tells you exactly the phase one and the phase two. Miss Jody, I sent you an email. One of the evaluators, I've asked you to be a rater. I think I've asked Jeff, Gay, Laura. Did y'all get an email? Okay. Y'all be rating my project, so y'all be helping me on that journey. And some of our, Eric, I think I put you down as one, and some of our, I think Stephanie, I put you down, and maybe, no, I didn't put you down, I put Jesse. I didn't want to give you another thing to have to do. So anyway, I appreciate y'all's timely responses to those emails to help me. Number seven, quickly, we're having data chats with each administration this week. So we have data from the first semester. We kind of take that, evaluate it, see where we're good, see where we're bad, see where we're ugly. Wherever we're at. So we'll be going, our district administration, Gay, Laura, Jeff, and I will be going to the schools this week. We start tomorrow at Toller, and then Thursday at Hosford, and then Friday at the high school, I believe. And so we'll sit down with the school leadership and just kind of talk about that. Believe it or not, you start making plans for next year. And so, but the main thing we want to do, because the governor's getting rid of the FSA, they're going to go to progress monitoring, which means at different periods along the school year, you take your data and say where we're at, let the parents know where their kids are at. We want to kind of get a jump on that. So we're going to, you know, if we're going to gather data, we need to do something with it. So if we see strengths and weaknesses, we need to identify both. And if we need to make some interventions now that we start the second semester, we want to do that in a timely manner rather than wait till the end of the year. So I'm excited about that. Lastly, Mr. Singletary had mentioned to me and called. I know he had talked with Mr. Williams. I've added an emergency item tonight to get rid of the surplus items around here that we don't need. Most of that's on Shaw Road. Jason, was you trying to get in? Okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha. My laptop went crazy. So we've I can tell you up here, all of the stuff that was junk has been hauled off. I mentioned y'all last board meeting, the county was very gracious in sending some inmate labor, and we had some Adonis camp boys that helped make the move from adult ed. It's clean up here now, and that looks good. But we still got some items, old softball poles and stuff like that. Now what I'm asking y'all tonight, let's open that up to bid it and get. But what we want to do is make sure, Kevin and I talked, we want to make sure any of the shop classes, i.e. construction class and Tyler, go through it, make sure there's anything that they feel like they could use in a class or they'd like to put, let them go through it first. And then the second thing, I had somebody from the county call me right after, y'all remember the train got derailed, some vandalism. There was somebody did call me and said, could we borrow some of that fence, maybe possibly for a temporary fence to kind of keep. And I said, we'll help however we can. I think I talked to the clerk this morning. I think they want a more permanent fence, maybe even a black wrought iron or something. But I called Daniel. He's going to look if they need any, maybe on a temporary basis, if we can help them secure that till they get something. I don't mind letting them have that. That benefits our kids as well. So, but whatever's left, if y'all are okay, that's what the emergency item is for tonight. If y'all would allow us to go ahead, and Kevin can group that stuff up. Go ahead.
Okay, one thing, that also includes the bus. Even though we technically don't own it, the insurance company does. We have to take it off of our inventory. And so that'll be y'all voting to take it off as well. And then it's Sheila, we have to send the title to the insurance company, and then they go auction it off.
That's the one that caught on fire, correct?
So if y'all allow us to do that, we'll make sure that we do that in a timely manner. Lastly, Happy New Year. Glad y'all are back and look forward to finishing having a good, strong second semester and get rolling.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Petty. Moving right along to item 5. Need a motion to approve making additions or corrections to consent item 8B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Flower, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to add emergency item 10A, B, and C. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item A. Need a motion, a recommendation to approve agenda for January 11th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7, need a motion to approve December 9th, 2021 emergency meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve December 13th, 2021 special meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve December 14th, 2021 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent items. Need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for December 2021. Financial statements for December 2021. We did not have any budget amendments and bills and payrolls for December 2021. Have a motion?
Motion. Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve January 11th, 2022 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, have a second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve out of field teachers for January 2022. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve sub list for January 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve updated supplement list for January 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve request of Susan Davis to enter the drop program effective January the 1st, 2022, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than December 31st, 2026. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve recommendation from Mr. Hal Summers to be paid as long-term substitute at W.R. Toler K-8, effective January the 5th, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Yeah, I just, how in the world we get Mr. Hal back in here?
Yeah.
That was a blessing.
That
was a blessing.
Directly a blessing.
You know, that the job he subbed for was what that was the job he left. Am I right in saying that? I believe it was. So when he retired, he said, "If you need me, you call me, and I mean that." So we
need him.
We held him to it, and we're very grateful to have him back. Yep.
Great.
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item H, need a motion to approve travel expenses in the amount of $581 for superintendent to attend the Chief Executive Office Leadership Development Program Phase 1 training session scheduled for February the 2nd through the 4th, 2022 to be held at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second. Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to emergency items. Item A, need a motion to approve auction of surplus items in the district, miscellaneous material, fencing, old light poles, etc. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion?
Do they have an itemized list of all that stuff that's on there?
Well,
everything?
That's what we don't now. So that's why I'm saying we want them to go ahead. We want them to go through.
I just wanted to put in before the board voted, if that's okay, but y'all go ahead and discuss. Or no, the only thing I wanted to say is that the board, as part of the motion, I can't remember who made it, made a motion that this property be declared to be surplus, obsolete, or its continued use is uneconomical or ineffective for the operation of the district. That's the language in these.
That needs to be in the motion?
Yes, sir. Or they just adopt what I just said, or you say modify your motion to adopt the surplus language in 274.05 and 06, to something to that effect, to show that we have categorized it as surplus. And then that would allow, I know Mr. Superintendent said something about maybe donating some of it to the county, which we could do that under 274.05, as long as you categorize it as that. I don't know if it was like just fencing or something. We don't have to auction that, we don't have to do anything. Do that to another governmental entity, if that's what it's going to do.
Sure.
And then the only other thing is the other procedure, we auction it off and try to recoup something. The statute, which is 0.06, says that if the board estimates the value to be less than $5,000, y'all can dispose of it however you want. You don't have to bid it out, you don't have to do anything. You just abandon it, sell it, whatever. If it's over $5,000, Then it has to be advertised at least 1 week in the paper, the auction or whatever. My suggestion, since I think the board may be hard pressed to give a
figure
valuation, is just say that it be advertised in the paper for a week, and that way you'd be covered, and then auction it off.
In past practice, all we've done was we had an auction company do it. We never advertised it. And the only reason we was auctioning off is just so we could get a little bit of money out of it. But the $5,000 is great. We can do with what we want.
Any kind of quick evaluation of it?
But here's the thing. By the time this is in the meeting, by the time the two shop classes get through with it, the county gets through with it, there's not going to be much. Old lawnmowers, some old wooden poles, a few items like that, that's going to be it. Because I know Tyler can use every bit of that metal because they welded. I mean, there's no sense in him us selling it for $10 and him buying it for, you know, $100. There's
right.
no sense in that.
Is that, I'm sorry, are these items on an inventory list anywhere that we have done inventory on? So lawnmowers, even though they're of a certain amount, you don't...
They've been off the inventory list for years. I
mean, just scrap. In other words, they're just scrap.
They're scrap. Not.
These are old Gravely lawnmowers. You know how long it's been since you Gravely lawnmowers. So, I mean,
we need a list of items to be on here. It doesn't matter if it's, say, is 20 feet of fence. I mean, throw a value to it, less than $100, whatever. But we need a list of items because this is... Now it's on the agenda.
I agree, it needs a list.
I agree. We need some sort of inventory.
We got to get rid of what we're going to get rid of before we put the list before y'all.
We got to let the school look at it first.
Yeah.
And could we have the list and then say the school took this, school took this, school took this?
Yes.
I mean.
Why would you do that?
It's accountability, Kevin. If an auditor came in here and said, we bought a Gravely lawnmower 10 years ago, okay? And now it's just gone.
That Greg Lawmore ain't even on the list.
So it's already been. It should be on the local, though.
No, it's already been on the distribution list a long time
ago. As long as it's been on that, and we just haven't removed it.
We can absolutely inventory everything that's presently there, and whether it's scrap or whatever, and we can get that and let the purpose of the auction is just giving anybody an opportunity
I agree with making money off anything we can do revenue generating, absolutely. But I just, because of property inventory statutes, you know, this is money that we had that bought these things, whether it be a pole or a lawnmower or whatever it is. I think that, you know, in finance, and Sheila, I think, agrees with me, this is an inventory. And we don't want perception issue. We want an auditor coming in here and looking at us. We spent funds on something, and it needs to be accounted for. And we just want to follow it to its death.
So would y'all like to table this till next month, and then I'll come to y'all with an inventory?
Is the property out there worth over $5,000?
Kevin says he thinks not.
That's what
you need to adopt what our attorney said.
What I'm just asking, that if you try to act on it, including the motion, that language, and then...
Hey, hold on.
It sounds like it would be certainly under that threshold, which means you can do whatever with it. But my only thought is if somebody was to come and look at this and say, well, how did y'all know that it was under $5,000? Because you didn't even know what it was.
You didn't know what you had.
That's the only thing. Here's the problem. None of us on the list probably. So if we created this, we just opened another can of worms.
Well, so there's some act that the school board has taken in the past that declared it to be surplus already, then?
Yeah. A long time ago.
They got a disposition.
Disposition.
So that would mean
if you create this list, you just brought it back to the auditor's attention, and then they can come in here and say...
Jenny, what you're saying is have a list of the surplus.
But what I'm saying is, if it's already been on disposition, that's why we have it.
From cradle to grave.
It's been stacked up.
It's just been stacked.
It was never auctioned or anything.
I think some of it is the softball poles.
Yeah. Well, that's from a couple years ago.
Fencing, clamp chaining fence, lights.
So those things that have already been declared surplus,
court of this, then they don't even need, they've already been dealt with. They wouldn't even be in front of y'all right now. So it would just be the things that haven't been.
The only thing that hasn't is that school bus.
The school bus, right.
So and it's not on the list anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, so but we're coming back around. What's the best way to get rid of it? We're talking about
right.
Auctioning.
Yeah,
auction. Declare the.
I would say, can our staff advise board as to the value being under or over?
So,
is the bus over or under $5,000?
The bus ain't ours, so don't.
I know. I understand
that. So all we got to do is take it off of our inventory list so we can get the title to the insurance company. They actually own the bus. They just need the title to it. And the only way we can give them the title is y'all vote to take it off of our list.
Okay, now we don't have that as an agenda item.
It's a separate.
Well, it was supposed to be on last month, and then you put this on there, and it's all surplus stuff.
Saving them is the first part of it.
Okay. So,
I mean, we ain't got to do nothing with the bus, but we cannot move it from here until.
That's fine. Let's deal with this. So at the agenda item that I put before y'all was that it is surplus. That's a category of stuff, you know, that's already on the surplus list or our surplus. It's been dealt with. It's off inventory. It is surplus.
And it's all deemed under $5,000 in total.
That's subjective.
It's in the reasonable discretion of the school board as for evaluation. That's
you won't get $500 out of it.
I would tend to agree with Mr. Williams on that.
And I would do.
Especially after the two shop classes go.
We're just trying to figure out the way to get rid of it. You know, the most equitable way to get rid of it.
So the other way would be all the metal, Kyle and Ron loads it up with the shop's tractor, take it and sell it as scrap. The wood burning.
And they probably wouldn't buy the gas to carry it all over there.
Right, that's right.
Well, they're going to use most of it in the shop and welding projects
all
and things of that nature.
Out there and all,
they can use it.
Him buying it from a metal company,
right.
He can use it to build steel.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the kid of the opinion. I have talked to Mr. Stoudemire.
Well, with the price of steel, that's very reasonable.
I can do with it whatever y'all tell me to do with it. If y'all want to. You know, once everybody's gone through it and take bids on the rest, I'll do that. Or if y'all say get rid of it, we'll get rid of it.
The biggest thing is we want to pay the woman and all y'all, Secretary Collins, clean it up before softball season.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
So what we need to do is just add this statement into our motion.
Maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like everything's already been at a prior school board meeting declared to be surplus.
It has. Yeah.
It's just been piled up out there.
It's just been piled up.
So this is just
years.
To get rid of it.
We did. I remember the softball stuff that was piled up down by the old place, and when it was put on there to get rid of. Mm-hmm. But I thought all that stuff was already gone.
It's still there. So if we could
auction it off, even if we don't get the $10 from scrap right now. Almost 10 cents a pound, it's going to cost us $350 to take it to the dump and get rid of it. If somebody can pay $5, somebody pay us $5 to come haul it off, it saves the district $350
to the dump. But is it also worth everybody's time to deal with it? It might be better just to take it and sell it as
scrap.
And it's gone.
I was over there the other day looking around at some of the stuff, and it's I go back to dump truck up there and take it back home and load it on and haul it and put it off. It's been sitting in the weather so long. There's some old lights and stuff over there. All the electronic parts and all of them are slammed full of water.
It's been under water, you know, when it's flooded back.
I'm going to ask Mr. Chair if it's okay. Mr. Clerk, we're talking about exactly what you and I talked about. Was there anything over there you found that you'd find useful to the county?
Superintendent, thank you for making an offer to the county. We've used different auction services in the past, Bid Dilla. I mean, there's probably one give a value, maybe $500,000 worth of metal and vehicles out of the Road and Bridge Park right now. You might get $25,000 or $100,000 when you put it on the auction block. So we've tried different things in the past, but the best thing to do is we solicited bids. We'll have a bid advertisement. Local metal collectors will come, and we say it's a you bid on one thing, it's all of it. And you got to make it disappear. And that's it. And
right.
So So if you get $10 or you get $10,000, it's gone.
Right, gotcha, gotcha.
Bid billets who we usually use, and they will not come and do any kind of cost.
I think to resolve everything is if whatever items have not already been declared surplus according to statute, those items, if you know those, Kevin, can present those to the board. The board can take action and have a motion with the proper language to declare those items surplus. And then if there's any question over the reasonable value of those items, just run it for one, advertise it for 1 week in the paper. And then we would satisfy, even if it was the higher over 5,000 amount, and then we can sell it off.
Yeah. So like Mr. Morris said, all that, they had already voted. Everything out there, that fencing from softball, those lights, all that, they had done voted on to get rid of. The only thing that has never been voted on is the bus. And y'all just need to approve to take it off our inventory list so Ms. Hall can send the title to the insurance company. That's all that has not been before the board. In the past 30, I'd say 30 years, because I bet you William Gregory is 30 years old.
So the bus, I mean, with you have, in other words, miscellaneous and everything, light poles, is that going to be able to be considered into this at this point?
The bus don't.
Not if they've already been.
No, the bus. The bus is not ours, so I mean.
We just need, y'all need to vote, the insurance plate told me y'all had to vote to take it off.
So if I make a motion to take that bus off, and we get a second.
That's not on the agenda.
That's what I'm saying, it's not on the agenda.
That's what I'm asking if it's in here.
It's in that list, though.
But if it's in that list and it's not included, I mean, it's included.
What list are you talking about?
The list you got there, the surplus. You got a setter on there. Anything that we got?
No, we've just got miscellaneous material fencing.
But I don't think it can be considered that because we don't own that bus.
We need like a disposition list from finance.
Mr. Chair, if y'all want to, okay, so I'll do whatever y'all want to do. If we can wait the next month and I can put that on there. If y'all want to add an emergency item and take care of the bus to take it off of that whatever y'all want to do will be fine.
Well, I think we need to go with the wording and what Mr. Jackson said and get rid of our surplus.
I think we all agree it's under $5,000, right? Not counting the bus.
Yeah, they said it's less than $500.
$5,000. So, it's under $5,000 out there that we need to even do anything.
The board's already taken action on any of these things out there.
Right.
Then it has already done this as to those items, and they just need to be gotten rid of whatever it is that you decide to do, auctioned off, because that's already been addressed. This, my understanding was, based on reading that, and I was wrong obviously, was that there was new stuff, like a big pile of stuff that was still on our rolls and needed to be dealt with. That's how I interpreted that. I'm just assuming that.
Is there any new stuff out there that has been put since then? It's all just the same stuff?
All the same stuff we talked about before.
So really,
Katie and I were just trying to get permission so nobody get in trouble.
So really, this item is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but do we need to do a separate one
for the bus?
For the bus?
I would think so. I think we need to make an emergency.
Okay.
To get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay, this motion has been seconded.
Yeah. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B. Need a motion to approve expanding access to mental health coordinators beginning January 11th, 2022, and ending June 3rd, 2022. Becky Black at Hosford, K-8, Mary Davis Hudson at Liberty County High School and LLC, and Misty Sizemore at W.R. Tower. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Yody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve expanding access to mental health counselors beginning January 11th, 2022, and ending June 3rd, 2022. J. Janessa Edwards at Hosford K-8, Mandy Fowler at Liberty County High School and LLC, Jessica Clark at W.R. Toller. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Did we add, did we going to do that tonight?
Okay, so Mr. Chair, we think we have a disposition form, there's a form for that, but I don't have it readily available, but we will next meeting.
Okay.
Does that put us in any type with them? Okay, we'll have that for the February meeting, and if we meet before then, we'll put it on there as an item.
They've been waiting for, two, 3 months?
3 months.
Yeah.
That's for the bus.
All right, moving right on item 11, board member items, Mr. Flower.
I'm going to pass.
Ms. Jody.
Said I was going to pass, I can't.
Back up, then.
I want to, hey, first of all, thanks, Renee, for keeping up with all these minutes, because I know that's a hard job, and I appreciate that. And just, you know, you start going through these approval of these minutes, and, you know, we read them, and Renee appreciates us reading them, but I want to thank you for doing that. You've done a great job in going into the new year. So
thank you.
I want to commend Kyle for keeping us updated on these legislative things. This is huge for us. Being in Tallahassee, working around the legislature, knowing state budgets, having Kyle over there as an advocate for us, huge. And thank you for taking those trips over there. We appreciate you and putting a face to Liberty County. So I appreciate you for doing that. One other thing, I would really, really, really like to see Patrick Bell in some of our meetings. I've been here in a year now, and I've not seen him attend any of our meetings. He's our lobbyist. So I'd really like to see him come, if there's any way we can get him in a future meeting and give us maybe a quarterly update or something going on, what's going on in Tallahassee, what's going on with these lobbying. And one the last thing, going back to strategic planning, we met with the super council. We talked about, you know, we've got a lot of things going on that we want to join up, you know, with county commissioners, and we've got a lot of good stuff going on in Liberty County. But I still think that we need a strategic 5-year plan for our schools. I think that the public deserves to know what we're working on, what we intend to be working on for the next 5 years, whether it's if it's baseball fields or if it's a softball complex. I think the public deserves to know, and it will keep us on track.
Sure.
So just, I can't reiterate, I've dealt with strategic plans, I've created them, I know they work, and I think it's a good idea for us to focus in that area, so I'll leave it there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Not the school board and the superintendent, right, though.
I'm hoping this is
a very high level.
That's what I want my project to be for this CEO training, so yes, most definitely.
That all, Ms. Jeff?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Sure. I just like, we can always say it, but I still like to thank all the staff and y'all for doing a good job. Y'all work hard for us, and I appreciate everybody. And Mr. Williams, I was asked about the schools on the sign here at the new school. Is it where it needs to be, or anybody know? I've had a couple say it needs to be moved back.
Well, you talking about the one on 12?
Yes.
Yeah. Numerous conversations. I'm drawing a blank on the lady's name. They know about it. They are aware of it. And I'm waiting. I've been waiting all summer, from last summer, for it to be done. But
that's part of the same thing that came out with 12.
Well, I've had a couple, asked about it.
Yeah.
And I told them I'd try to find them an answer.
Yeah.
That determines whose responsibility is the city or county's responsibility.
That was part of the super council.
Yeah.
One of the discussions we had in there, and it's just still in the discussion stage, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've talked with DOT out of Chifley. They're the ones who are responsible because they, for some reason, and don't know why, they had got in their mind that what we were asking was to take this down. And I said, no, I want you to take one down. I just want you to move it.
Right.
And so they were ready to come move this one totally out of the way. And I said, no, we still want that one. It's just this one. So it's almost like, you know, governmental efficiency sometimes is an oxymoron. It goes back over. You know.
That not being a state road, is that their responsibility still?
Yes.
I'll show you what.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I got. Mr. Singletary, you still with us? You want to say something?
I'm good, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Booth?
Thank you for coming out and letting us know about Toler's Field. I mean, I've been down there many, many, well, many years ago I was down there and it wasn't in the greatest shape that had been worked on, but I haven't been down there in a couple of years, so I'll take a stroll down there and I appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
And we appreciate you going down there working.
You sure do.
Yeah, I do.
That's all I got, Mr. Doobie.
Anything else?
Hey, one other thing about our wrestling team.
Doing a great job.
Everybody mentioned nothing about them, but they,
yeah,
they've been doing well, I think. I think they got some meets coming up here pretty quick.
They'll be in Weewall this weekend.
I think
Friday and Saturday. They were mostly last weekend. I went out and watched them practice yesterday. Jason told me that every one of our guys got at least a pin in their matches. You know, whether they won or not, but they got at least scored points by getting a pin. So that they're getting better. Definitely getting better.
Okay.
You doing a good job with them.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to mention that. That's all I got.
Okay. If that's all, we'll move right on to 13. Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore, meeting adjourned.